Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
In my younger days, I spent years working in the Alaskan bush. Wildlife was everywhere, and one of the most interesting animals I ever saw were muskoxen, those beautiful, short-legged, shaggy beasts that look like a cross between a cow, a woolly mammoth, and a pot-bellied pig. They're interesting to watch, especially when they feel threatened. They immediately circle up for protection with the calves in the middle, then the cows, then the bulls on the outside facing outwards. It's a classic defense posture, and it works well, but it also has a downside. In captive muskox herds, it can be very challenging getting to the calves if they're injured or sick and need treatment. The same holds true for society as well, and we saw a classic example in an editorial written this week by the Montana Education Establishment. It's a group made up of the Teachers Union, the School Boards Associations, the School Administrators, and the Association of School Business Officials. And like a threatened herd of muskoxen, they've circled up. Their editorial castigated school choice and pointed to traditional public schools as the only credible working model. They wrote about the dangers of private schools, the perceived loss of accountability, and the fact that sending a child to an alternative school reduces the amount of money flowing to the public schools. What they forgot to mention, and what's left out of almost every argument, are the kids themselves. They forgot to mention that 20% of Montana's high schoolers don't graduate. That's over 2,500 students each year, and on Montana's Indian reservations, the number is over 50%. These children who don't graduate will experience greater poverty, consume more social services, and are much more likely to wind up in jail. But what about those who do graduate? Unfortunately, the news there isn't much better. In Montana, only 29% of high school graduates are proficient in reading, writing, math, and science based on their ACT tests. That leaves 71% underqualified for college or work. Needless to say, better's possible, and better's already happening in other states. Things like public charter schools, education savings accounts, tax credit scholarships to allow struggling students to attend private schools, and special needs scholarships to allow students with disabilities to find specialized help all work together to provide options for the parents of students who are struggling in a traditional public school setting. We don't need to reinvent the wheel, we just need to implement what's already working in the other 42 states that have school choice. When you look at those groups listed in the editorial that I mentioned, the common thread is that they all represent the adults in the system. We need to turn our focus from the adults to the kids. We need to create viable options, then let parents pick and choose which options are best for their child. With all of the reforms that have been tried in the public schools, the numbers aren't budging. 20% of the kids are still dropping out, and 30% still need to take remedial classes when they get to college. Just like a muskox herd, circling up looks good on the outside, but it prevents the struggling calves on the inside from getting help. Let's provide some education options so that the 20% in danger of dropping out will stay in school, receive their diplomas, and go on to live happy, healthy, and productive lives. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.